Stacey Haynes of Skagway doing some of these kinds of joint efforts.
Skagway and Haynes talk joining forces for the first time in more than a decade. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story after this news. Haynesboro Assembly passed the long-argued heli-ski ordinance 5-1 Tuesday night after hearing for the fifth time the proposed 9-page rule amending borough code to repeal permit requirements for heli-skiing and commercial helicopter tours and add permit requirements for commercial skiing tours. Not all Assembly members or audience participants were willing to consider passing the ordinance at that time, but in the end, only Assemblyman Greg Goodman was opposed, saying he wanted to give the ordinance more consideration. Public comments on the issue was a grand finale of consistent tones that have been part of the long process, continuing to criticize the borough's methods and offering more professed support for the heli-ski industry. The comments lasted a half hour and suggested changes to the skier map, urged a slower process, a speedier process, questioned how area goats are affected and the impact of additional skier days. Other residents showed confidence in the current ordinance, discontent with the working group process, argued with the combination of skier and photographer days, and promoted an economy based on a healthy environment. Then, as Deputy Mayor Jerry Lapp took up discussion on the ordinance, a recurring issue made another resurfacing from Assemblyman Greg Goodman.
Entertain a motion to adopt the ordinance.
Mr. Mayor, before we go any further, they brought up a good point about a conflict of interest, and I would like to ask if there is a conflict of interest involving you and this ordinance.
No, there is not.
Okay. And that's your ruling? I'm asking.
I would state one if there were. And we've had an attorney's opinion on it.
Okay.
At one time.
I don't agree.
The Haynes Assembly, for the most part, stood behind fellow member Lapp, who resides near and works at 33 Mile Roadhouse adjacent to a heli-ski operation. Mayor Jan Hill was participating by phone and was not acting as presiding officer Tuesday night.
I remember that this has come up before, and it was determined by the attorney that you did not have a conflict of interest. The fact that you haven't signed on the dotted line, I think, is merely a detail, but I would just ask the Assembly to think about this. I think I understand what you're saying. You know, does Joanne ever rent rooms to heli-skiers or anybody associated with heli-skiers? Does Scott sell firewood to any heli-skiers or anybody associated with heli-skiing? Does Damon sell fish to any of these folks? We all could have a potential conflict of interest if, you know, if that's what it means. My interpretation of, you know, whether the person has an interest in it would be more, is he a part owner in the company or, you know, something along those lines. So those are my thoughts. I just want to say that I don't think that Jerry Lapp has a conflict of interest.
Borough code states that an assembly member cannot vote or deliberate on a subject in which the person has a financial or personal interest. It also asks that members should disclose any possible interest and be excused. Lapp disclosed his intentions to finalize the sale of the roadhouse and stated that his relationship to the issue is already part of public record. Goodman then dropped the issue before it could move to a vote. A majority vote would give power to the assembly to override a declaration by the presiding officer. To see the final copy of the passed ordinance, visit haynesboro.us. The Haynes and Skagway Borough Assemblies met together in Skagway on Monday night, a rare event that hasn't happened in any form since the late 1990s. Haynes Mayor Jan Hill, who participated by phone, said it was a move that could make an impression beyond the Lynn Canal.
Then I just have to say, a little tongue-in-cheek, but seriously too, I think people are going to pay attention when they see Haynes and Skagway doing some of these kinds of joint efforts. And I think that we could set a real good example for how other, you know, similar communities could be working together to make things happen for their little areas.
The two isolated municipalities operate only miles from each other, often on similar projects, and share key items like power supply and cruise ship traffic. Haynes manager Mark Ernest pointed out the possible benefits of the two governments joining forces to reach mutual goals.
They upgraded the extension of the Lee Tech dock, and this is something that I think ties in with what you were describing, Mayor, about the opportunities in the Yukon, but also just, you know, transshipment of interior commerce through Haines as well as Skagway. So one of the comments that I've heard from Juno was they would really like to see Haines and Skagway work together in this effort. This would be much easier sell for the delegation to be pursuing funding for both of us, and I hope, the whole idea here is that if there's enough commerce for both communities, you know, we can both stand to benefit, and by joining together, we can make our job easier in D.C. as well as in Juneau.
The agenda for the special work session called for discussing port development, tourism, and energy, but the group also took up dialogue on the Alaska Class Ferry, redistricting, and emergency preparedness. Skagway Assemblyman Tim Cochran.
Also, a mutual assistance agreement is what the state wants to see. Sitka, Juneau, and Ketchikan have one. In case there's a catastrophic earthquake, landslides, oil spill, that we have resources at our availability that we can commit to each other and not necessarily leave one community high and dry, but we have some commitments that we can share, you know, to help each other out. And the local emergency planning committee is trying to get some of that off the ground as well.
A special run of the ferry Kennecott allowed Haines participants to travel to the meeting and return in the same night. Five members of the Haines Assembly, Rossman, Hoffman, Vick, Lapp, and Waterman, along with the borough manager, clerk, and mayor, participated in the meeting held at Skagway's Assembly Chambers in City Hall. From Skagway, Assembly members Cochran, Hisman, and Korsmo were available, as well as the mayor, manager, and clerk. Representatives from both towns' Alaska Power and Telephone offices and media outlets were present in the audience, as was Skagway's tourism director, Carlin Buckwheat Donahue.
I think that there's some areas where we can save money, where we can promote RV travel, right, together. We already do some joint marketing through Southeast Alaska Tourism Council that has already proved very beneficial for us. But I think, I really do think that the RV travel is key for both of us. Also, winter tourism. We already do some things together.
Both boroughs shared interest in providing their constituents more reliable transportation between Skagway and Haines, although no solution was proposed at the meeting. A lengthy discussion on the future of energy production in the Northern Lynn Canal covered the history of the Connolly Lake-Shuby Lake debate. AP&T representatives answered a question from Haines Assemblyman Rossman by saying that a potential project at Connolly Lake is furthest along, but that they're still open to considering Shuby as a hydro site and are still seeking funding for a feasibility study.
What can we do right now to make to get towards this end of more hydro and no diesel from where we are at right now? What can Haines and Skagway boroughs collectively do to start pursuing something in a, you know, what's picking a direction and a specific goal versus just, oh, we need more hydro? We all know that.
The project is project that is closest to being a viable project to start is Connolly Lake.
Okay.
I realize that there's been a tremendous amount of concern by the environmental community that Shuby should be looked at in lieu of Connolly. And we have agreed to do that. However, while we're waiting for OPM or the people's money to come forward for us to do these things, the load is increasing. The winters are causing leaking diesel. And we're left with no easy, quick answer to how to eliminate the diesel.
Of all the intentions laid out at the joint meeting, the items that the boroughs say will be addressed most immediately are the formation of two joint resolutions to show support in the areas of energy and transportation development. Haines manager Mark Ernest.
The governor has recommended $25 million in the renewable energy fund.
Right.
And all three, Shuby, Connolly, and Excursion Network Project are all in the second, but if we're all outside of that. So, you know, joint resolution, I think, would be really great. It would go to the legislature primarily. Also the governor, because obviously we can, you know, support the deep money. So
Right.
I think this would be a good one. Yeah, there was also, we had some discussion to take some general agreement on supporting the Alaska Class Ferry,
mm-hmm.
as well as ferry terminal improvements in both Haines and Skagit. Maybe that's something that we could do another kind of resolution.
I think that's probably a good idea.
That's acceptable to me.
The purpose of the joint meeting between the Skagway and Haines Borough Assemblies and officials was designed to discuss goals and pinpoint areas where the two governments can work together. Both municipalities expressed interest in meeting again in some form. The mayors already have a meeting scheduled, said Haines Mayor Jan Hill in the next day's assembly meeting in Haines.
What was so exciting about that meeting was words like collaboration, joint resolution, and especially, let's have another meeting. And this time they want to come to Haines. I think that Haines and Skagway working together, collaborating on projects that we have in common, and trying to make good things happen in the Northern Lynn Canal is really going to be something to watch.
Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. KHNS News is always open to your comments. Email me at news@khns.org.